Merrill.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Not surprising.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you for the class in advance. Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will start momentarily.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay, it'll be about 2 minutes.
Marcus.
We're going to be starting in about 1 minute.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terura, Alfit Gimel Yitat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha sagbenu taharenu no ra. Two fresh irons and tetanus. Na gibor torshehu tcha kevavat shamren. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid gamlen. Etet resh tzaditat gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata. Et kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid ge'er lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata. Yud gimel lamed, pe zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot. Shin kufav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim. Ve'rav chesed ve'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze ha'on wa'fesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool, a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bithilu. Erchimu tilu tilu erchimu. Le'achta l'shem yudhe bavadhe. V'yichudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sof Torah mitzvah. Vayhinoam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konaneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Anenan Dekutcha Perichu Koma Deaved Ve'ela Wetata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belay Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola It's Derich Bialma. The energy of this year, 5780, our current year, has a revealed energy connected to the word compensate and a concealed energy connected to the word shefa. Shefa is the goodness of Hashem that flows into the physical world. The way we reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying one of the verses each day that connects to this energy that comes from the Tanakh. Tonight we are studying from a book, a verse from Jonah, chapter 2, verse 6. Afafuni mayim ad nefesh tehom the translation of this verse, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The deep was round about me. The weeds were wrapped around about my head. The energy of the year 5774 is in the Middle East. There's one verse that connects to this energy that we study. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasanti makom liami li Israel untati vishakan takta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu. Bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud. Wahe, wayo, layo, sayo, te, ala, me, me, he, shi, la, la, he, aka, aka, he, ta, he, sayo, ala, da, la, a, wahe, he, ya, yo, za, la, me, be, he, he, re, yo, he, ko, me, la, a, wa, ka, la, yo, la, wa, wa, pe, he, la, Nu la ha yo 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 me la he he ha wa wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey, hey wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey re hey me ta re, wa me be yo hey hey. Anu wa me he yo, ya me be me nu ko, ayo wa he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo. Me nu heim hei he wa. Nu yo heim hei shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be mwe a he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she a me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be. Yo I hey ala wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko ala a he he wa. Da re la he yo a he yo yo he me. He le yo he me me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the third day of Kislev. Only 22 more shopping days till Hanukkah. Rabbi Meir HaKohen Katz, Rabbi Meshulam Yisachar Ashkenazi, Rabbi Shiloh Raphael, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky. And a woman that I think will eventually be recognized as a tzaddiket, Emma Lazarus. She was an American Jewish poet. And one of her sonnets, written in 1883, is placed on a bronze plaque in the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yesod, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, Od, You Ahuni Wu Yohu, You Ahuni Wu Yohu. You Ahuni Wu Yohu. Netzach. Yi Ahini Wu Yohi. Yi Ahini Wu Yohi. Yi Ahini Wu Yohi. Tiferet. Yo Ahuni Wu Yohu. Yo Ahuni Wu Yohu. Yo Ahuni Wu Yohu. Yuhura. Yeah, Niwiyoh. Yeah, Niwiyoh. Yeah, Niwiyoh. Chesed. Yeah, Heniwayohe. Yeah, Heniwayohe. Yeah, Heniwayohe. Bina. Yeah, Heniwayohe. Yeah, Heniwayohe. Ye aheni weyohe. Acham. Achma. Ya ahani weyoha. Ya ahani weyoha. Ya ahani weyoha. Getter. Ya ahani weyoha. Ya ahani weyoha. Ya ahani weyoha. We will now connect to the Yesser Dibrot, the 10 utterances.
Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha. Pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat V'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha al tana poked avon avot al banim al shileshim v'al ribeim Lashon Yosef Hesed La'alafim la'ohavai u'shomre Mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'shav Ki lo yinake Hashem et asher Isa et shemo la'shav Zachor et yom ha'shabbat L'kadsho sheshet yamim Ta'avod v'asita Kom laftecha V'yom hashvi Shabbat la'shem Elohecha Lo taseh kom lacha Ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amatcha uvhemtecha v'garcha asher b'sharecha kisheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam V'yanach b'yom ha'shvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo taneh bereacha. Ein shaker, lo tachmod, beit reecha. Lo tachmod, eshet reecha, v'avdo, v'amato, v'shoro, achamoro. With all asher li reacha. We will now connect to the Shema Yisrael. Please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. And now the Abridge Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class.
And we all say Amen.
Tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Vayetse. We'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row in the right-hand column. When that link opens up, it gives you a list of all of the Parashiot. Scroll down to Parsha Vayetse, V-A-Y-E-I-T-Z-E. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 8, starting at verse 52. And this is a continuing from last year. This section was long. We started with verse 44 and only went to verse 51. So today we're starting at 52, and we will hopefully finish it. The subject of this parasha, this Zohar, is prophecy, visions, and dreams. Three different levels of consciousness that we need to understand. When we start with Pasuk 52, I will open up with the L'shem Yehud, followed by the Aramaic, and in the English translation, and we will then repeat. Does anybody have any questions before we begin? The Shemihud Kud Shabrihu Ishkinte Bit Kilu Urkimud Kilu Utkilu Urkibu. The Yakta Lishem Yud He Bavav He. The Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunaya Lohinu Alena Maseya Denu Kanunei Alena Maseya Denu Kanunehu. Pasuk 52. Begine kach Yaakov behahu zim naketiv Veyachalom vehine sulam mutzav Archa mahu sulam Dargat ishar dargin be'achel yan Wehu yesod de'alma v'rosho magia Hashamayma hakehu leit kashra Lahade v'rosho magia Hashamayma Man Rosho, Rosho, Behahu Sulam, Uman Ihu, Dadiktiv, Beya Rosh, Hamita, Begindihu, Rosh Lehaimita, Umina naher magia hashamayma pegindihu siyuma degufa dekayamayim tenila uitata pema divrit ihu siyuma degufa dekayim. Then you're aching, the goof of the alda magia, ashamaima. The translation. Therefore, at the time before Jacob wed, it is written of him, and he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth. What is this ladder? It is a grade from which all other grades stem, namely the Nukva, the gate of all grades. And the top of it reached to heaven. It does not reach up to connect to heaven. He asks, what top? And he answers, the top of the ladder. And what is that? That of which it is written, the top, literally the head of the couch. Namely, Yesod, the head of the Nukva, called couch. And Yesod is the head of the couch, because it is at the head of the couch. The Nukva, who shines with its light from Yesod, it is therefore considered her head. And he reached to heaven, because it is the final part of the body. Tiferet, called heaven, for Yesod is attached underneath Tiferet. Situated between the higher Zeranpin and the lower Nukva, as the member of the covenant, the final part of the body lies between the thighs and the body. Therefore, the scripture reads, reach to heaven, for the top of the ladder, Yesod of Zeranpin, reaches heaven as it cleaves to Zeranpin, called heaven. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 53. Wehine malake Elohim olam olim v'yordim bo ilen mimanan dekolamim deinun salkin v'nachatin. V'hai sulam kad Yisrael chatan ma'ich Hai sulam v'salkin in hu mimanan V'kad Yisrael mit kashron o vadai hu Istalak Hai sulam V'kulhu mimane nachate tlitata v'itavar shultanuta tilichon kula b'hai sulam kaima hake hama v'yakov v'chelmim v'chelme Shaltanuta, Desa Vishaltanuta, Ishar Amin. The translation. And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. These are the ministers of all the nations who ascend and descend this ladder. When Israel are sinful, the ladder is lowered, and the ministers rise. When Israel improve their deeds, the ladder is raised. All the ministers descend, and their government is annulled. All depends on this ladder. Here Jacob saw Esau's government and that of the rest of the nations in his dream. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written. And there needs to be contemplation about the hints
relating to spiritual governments and their mechanisms.
Pasuk 54.
Divar acher vehine malake Elohim molim biyordim bo b'man dehabehahu rosho dehahu sulam dekadis talak rosho mineya sulam it kafya b'salkin kuhu m'manan dekadit habar rosho behahu sulam istalak kuhu m'manan Nat Chatin Lekola Chatila.
The translation. Another explanation of the verse, and behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it, is that the ladder is used to ascend and descend through its top. For when the top, the Yesod, is removed, the ladder gives in and all the ministers rule again. When the top is attached again, it is elevated, and they all lose their power to govern. All this is one matter, and both explanations are essentially in agreement. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, and adds to the contemplation suggested in pasuk 53, in my comments. Pasuk 55.
Ketiv nira Hashem, el shalomo b'achalom. Alayla v'yomer Elohim she'alma eten lach v'yitema haka b'chalom v'kima reshu'it le'ya lachalom lachalom b'chai elahaka itkelel darga Bedarga, darga, ila'a, bedarga, tata'a, begin de'ad ka'an, shlomo laha washelim, e'bandishtalim, ketive Hashem natan hachma, v'shlomo, uktiv aterev, Achmat Shalomo Dekaima Sihara Viashlamuta Vilemaktesha Itpene Uktein Awachame Shalomo Aina Beena Mahachmata Willow is there is Lehelma.
The translation. It is written, Hashem appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and Elohim said, ask what I shall give you. And he asks, one may wonder why it was a dream. That is, why it was received through Gavriel. But right does the grade of a dream have to say to him, since he is but an angel, ask what I shall give you. And he answers, here a grade was included within a grade, the supernal grade, the nukva of Zerantin. The root of the dream was included within and clothed by the grade down below, namely the grade of Gavriel. The nukva said to him, ask what I shall give you, because it is written, and Elohim said, which is one name of the Nukva? The reason he appears to him only in a dream
is that until then, Solomon was not complete. Once he was perfected, it is written, and Hashem gave Solomon wisdom. And Solomon's wisdom excelled, for the moon, the Nukva, was then full, and the temple was built. Only then did Solomon see wisdom while awake. He had no further need of dreams. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 56. Levatar dechata itzperich leia lechelma kekad beta. We all dakitiv inir eila pa maim. We keep a maim. Hawa velayatir ela sitra. The helma hawa leia pa amim. Sitra de hakmata koyomahawa. The translation, after he sinned, however, he had to resort to dreams again. Therefore, it is written, who had it twice appeared to him. It appears problematic that he was seen to him twice only. But the explanation is that from the side of the grade of a dream, he was seen to him only twice. My commentary. I think this verse is confusing dream, but actually means a vision of the night. Pasuk 57. Queen called Asitra de Helma, Awayatir al Kol Sechear, Bene Nasha. Begin the itkalel darga to the darga mare ba mare le ha hashta besof yomo hashich yatir wilda begin de chata besichara kaima de itpagma. Mata ma begin dila natir perit kadisha veishtad luteya benashim nakriyot vidahu hatena deavatucha perichu im David diktivim yishveru. Vanecha, Bariti, Wigomer, Gambenechem, Ade Ad Yashvule Kisela. The translation. With all that, the dream grade of Solomon was greater than the dream grade of all other men, including one grade within another grade. A vision when awake, which is the Nukva, was included within the vision in a dream, which is the grade of Gabriel. At the end of his days, the dream grade was considerably darkened. Therefore, Scripture reminds him of the two dreams that used to shine upon him. As it is written, Elohim of Israel, who had twice appeared to him. This happened because he sinned, and the moon, the Nukva, began to wane, because he did not keep the Holy Covenant and pursued foreign women. This is the condition of the Holy One, blessed be he, that he gave to David, as it is written. If your children will keep my covenant, their children shall also sit upon your throne forevermore. My commentary. It is good to contemplate what the world would have looked like if the Jewish world always had a king
even while in the exile. Pasuk 58. Ma de'ad ha'inu diktiv ki me ha'shamayim al ha'aretz uvegin dishlomo la'natar ha'berit kitka ya'od shayraya sihara le'itpagama the Alda Sufa, it's Terif Elma, Wikane Yaakov, it's Terif. Elma, Wikane Yaakov, it's Terif. Leia Lehelma, Kidam Ran.
The translation. What is the meaning of forevermore? This is as it is written, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Because Solomon did not keep the covenant as he ought to have done, the moon began to wane. At the end, he had to resort to dreams again. And this was also true of Jacob, because he was not complete, as we mentioned before. My commentary. It is important to note that King Solomon had relations with women he married for political reasons. This pasuk hints to his consciousness during these relationships. This is my opinion. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Reminding you that tomorrow at 10:30 class, we will continue our study of the book of Job, and at 3:00 class, we will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. I bid you all a good week, Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol, a significant increase in the peace and serenity in your life.
Shalom.
Go ahead. Shalom. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.